Matthew Jones, welcome back to The Oasis.
It is great to be here.
Always great to see you too, Matthew. It's always fun to chat with you. And how's the season shaping up? How's everything feeling?
Well, we're really excited. We open up on Friday, of course, our five concert series, and we have quite a selection of repertoire to tackle this year. And yeah, we're really excited to get started.
And I'm so thrilled too, and Etobicoke is so lucky to have you. Tell us about what you're looking to evoke on Friday night with this, I guess, tribute to the natural world.
Absolutely. Well, the most important thing for me thinking about our audience's experience is, you know, do they relate to what they're hearing? Does the music make sense to them? And is there something, a takeaway for our listeners and for our players too, that is meaningful, that they can, you know, carry with them? And so, of course, nature and music is a natural place to go to evoke some of those relationships with sound.
It is its own form of, nature is its own form of church for many of us, and music is its own form of, you know, when we all get together and congregate and listen to classical music, it can be a very spiritual and sometimes evokes that similar feeling of being out in nature.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. And I think it's these days more and more, it is such an important event to have in our lives. I mean, I'm thinking of our recent election. You know, if our leaders want inspiration for ways to bring our country together, for example, they need look no further than local symphony orchestras that are greater than the sum of their parts, putting on programs, which you can liken to policy, I guess, and, you know,
making it work.
So I couldn't agree with you more.
And what have you chosen to put into Friday's repertoire?
Well, I think the real meat and potatoes piece, of course, will be Stravinsky's Firebird, which is a fanciful natural concept, of course, but certainly one that is incredibly exciting to play, incredibly exciting to listen to. And if some of our audience members have not heard this piece before, they really do need to start creating a relationship with it.
I like that too, because you were working on a holistic level there, because it is exciting for everybody involved, including the players, which is great.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of the realities of a community orchestra, which of course the EPO is proud to be, that part of your clientele are the musicians themselves, right?
Right.
So that idea of bringing people together to share communally extends to the stage as well.
Talk to me about you're going with some Canadian repertoire, and I believe this is, you know, you're going to do this maybe throughout the season, but Peter Hatch featured this.
Yes, year. Peter Hatch, who I know from my Laurier days. He was a prof there in composition, a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. Writes some fantastic music, and it's really not hard to find a piece from him that fits the orchestra. It's not inaccessible music. It's written differently than Firebird in a sense, because it's like a tapestry of sounds that is evoking images for the audience and for the listener. And because it's so different to rehearse and to work on, it's entertaining for that reason.
Where have you positioned it in the night?
It's right in the middle of the first half.
Okay.
And so
It's always interesting to me. Some people like to put those right up front, and other people like to say, no, we'll wait and put it right, you know, somewhere where it feels right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not a right up front
piece. It's not. And also the journey through the concert, I think it's well placed because it, you know, as I was saying, relating to the sounds, right? We're gonna start in the steppes of Central Asia with the Borodin, which is
such an incredible piece.
A fantastic piece, a really interesting construction. Those two themes, the Russians and the Asians, and then of course that they come together. Really interesting to listen to.
Very cinematic.
But then so too is Long Beach by Peter Hatch. But in a totally different way. So it's going to be a very interesting contrast.
Very excited for Friday night, 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate, 50 Winterton Drive. I'll give you more details in a moment, but I want to mention a couple of the other programs you have coming up. Tales of a Canadian Pioneer, The Gift of Christmas, and your Discovery series all around the corner. And all those performances look really, really good. I think you've done some nice work there.
Well, I'm looking forward to each of them. Again, Tales of a Canadian Pioneer. That is a piece that the Timmins Symphony under my baton years ago premiered. So I'm really, it's fun to revisit it with a different symphony and a slightly different sound. And it's going to be a delight. And the Discovery series is fun because we get to, you know, dress down a little bit, talk a little bit more about why we choose what we choose and the story behind them. So I hope people will consider coming out to that kind of show as well.
Those are three other performances all coming up in the next several months, so keep them in mind. Nature's Power in Music, Friday, October 21st. That's this Friday, 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate, 50 Winterton Drive. Tickets $30, seniors $25, students $15, epoorchestra.ca. Matthew?
Something Joe Johnson, our soloist, is going to be amazing, and I know that my public relations director is listening, so free parking.
You know what? That might be one of the great attractions.
The clincher. If Joe Johnson doesn't do it for you, because he is a delight and absolutely
incredible. Matthew Jones, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here.